I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry with the second sentence for this particular week, and here we're taking a look at some unusual vocabulary. It wasn't too long ago that border walling was a non-controversial proposition tucked into larger spending legislation. Okay, so again, it wasn't too long ago that border walling was a non-controversial proposition tucked into larger spending legislation. So what exactly does that mean, and what are we talking about? Well, it's an extract from an article I read in relation to the United States, in particular the proposals that have been discussed over several years of the Trump administration, this proposition or proposal that he has to build this large wall between America and Mexico. Parts of it are being built, but not necessarily in the way he had intended. Some of it has been just reinforcing what is already there. But so in this particular sentence, we're using a few unusual words and expressions. And we're also using negative expressions as a positive. Okay, let me explain what I mean. It wasn't too long ago. So here we're using negative was not. It wasn't too long ago, which literally means recently or very recently. So we could say very recently, but here they use the negative to emphasize the point. It wasn't too long ago. And then we follow it with the relative clause that. It wasn't too long ago that. And here's the first example of some unusual wording, border walling. And this is a very much invented phraseology because it's not something that you'd use all of the time. But obviously the Americans are using it because they're referring to these border walls they are building. So border walling, they're using it as a verb. Yeah, border walling means building a border wall or building a wall around or along the border between America and Mexico. So it wasn't too long ago that border walling was, and here's again the other negative phraseology, was a non-controversial proposition. A non-controversial. So when something is non-controversial, it means it isn't controversial, and it means it's just perfectly normal. So when they say a non-controversial proposition, they mean that it was just some proposal there to add to the security, and it was just taken as normal day-to-day activity in America. But under the Trump administration, they've made the building of this wall a huge issue. So we get the use of this quite evocative and underlined expression. So it wasn't too long ago that border walling was a non-controversial proposition, a not too difficult or not too interesting proposal as to how they would spend the money. Tucked into larger spending legislation. So tucked into, it's a use of a phrasal verb. Tucked indicates something hidden away, so that it was part of a larger spending budget, but it wasn't broken out so that people couldn't see how much they were actually spending on border defences. It could have been a lot of money. So it was tucked into, meaning hidden. But now Mr. Trump wants to make a big issue of it, and he wants to tell people how much he's spending. So they have broken out, they've taken out this part of the budget. So now it has become controversial, and now it is a big issue on its own. Okay, so it wasn't too long ago that border walling was a non-controversial proposition tucked into larger spending legislation. So like all countries, they have their annual budgets for defence and health, whatever it might be. So this particular part of the budget where they spent money on the security along the border was part of an overall budget. But now it has become very controversial because Mr. Trump has highlighted it as one of his aims and ambitions. Okay, so as I said, it's a use of some unusual vocabulary, like tucked into, non-controversial, border walling, and also the use of these negatives as a positive. It wasn't too long ago, non-controversial, okay? And then we've also got the normal standard verb use and tenses of here the it wasn't, so past the negative of the past simple. Okay, so that's the sentence for this week. A little bit political, just to give you some understanding of what is happening around the world. And as always, if you want to contact me, please do so. www.englishlessonviaskype.com or hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.